Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to what we call High Plains Outdoors. Been doing this show for several years now, I think about 6 years. Every Saturday morning, I have the opportunity to visit with all you folks and talk about something outdoor related, hunting or fishing, or sometimes I'll just give a recipe that way that you can put fish and game to good use. Today, though, I'm going to share with you a topic on a newspaper article that I recently did, for this past week. Some of you may know that for decades I've been writing an outdoor column for many newspapers, about 40-something newspapers down in Texas, most of them. But I wrote the column this past week about utilizing fish that most people don't even fish for. And I'm talking about buffalo, not the kind that run on the range, but buffalo fish. Gar, they're an excellent eating fish. A lot of people don't know that. Drum, freshwater drum. And here's one that most people think you'd never eat, is a bowfin. Some people call them grinnell. Cajun folks down there in Louisiana call them a shoe pick. All these fish are excellent eating, or can be excellent eating. This time of the year, you know, early spring, little freshwater drum, and a big one would be, well, they get big. But most of them you catch that run in schools, drum, they might be, 12, 14 inches long. Those smaller drum is what I'm talking about. You can fillet them and fry them with, most people can't tell the difference in them and a white bass. You know, they are really good eating. So freshwater drum is one. I tell you, another one is a yellow bass. Some people call them bar fish. That's kind of the nickname for a yellow bass. But yellow bass run in schools, and they're easily caught on just a little bit of minnow. A minnow will make about 3 baits. A small case-hardened hook is what I like to use with a little split shot on it and fish on the bottom. A lot of people, that's the way we used to catch them, and it's still very effective in a creek or a small, you know, gently flowing stream fishing on the bottom. Lake Caddo in East Texas is just full of yellow bass, and Billy Carter, a good friend of mine down there, guides for them, actually. So, but a lot of people have learned to use a 1/8 ounce crappie jig and get in schools of them, mark them on sonar on lakes, the yellow bass. But yellow bass and drum, those two are excellent eating. Now, the bowfin, grinnell that some people call them, shoe picks, what they call them down in Louisiana, that's a good fish too. The trick, that there is a trick though on those, they have the rib bones go down, extend a little farther on a grinnell or bowfin, and you just need to cut down toward the anal fin when you're filleting one of them. But the meat on a bowfin is a softer texture than on, say, a bass or a crappie or whatever. So it's important to, as soon as you dress the fish pretty quickly, don't leave them in. If you leave them on a stringer for 4 or 5 hours, the meat gets too soft, you know, really to fillet. So fillet them quickly, put them on ice, have your grease and your cast iron skillet right out there on the creek bank. Cook those up fresh. I guarantee you'll enjoy them. They'll crisp up really good but the whole trick on a bowfin is white meat, mostly white meat. Fillet that thing and cook it fresh. That's the whole key. And usually if you can get in a creek or they also hit cut bait really good. So catching them is usually pretty easy, especially in the springtime. So there's another fish, a gar, needle-nose gar. You'll probably really get a laugh out of this, but the top half of that gar is like the backstrap on a deer, just solid meat, and it is absolutely tasty. A little bit harder to fillet, you know, but use a heavy-bladed knife and you can do it. Folks, I hope you enjoyed our little fish catching tips today, or fish cooking tips, and make sure and tune in next week. Remember, my radio website is catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.